Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 19 to 21. The true value of spiritual disciplines. The book of Judges chronicles the dark ages in the history of Israel as it sums up the 300 years of the Israelites in Canaan after the death of Joshua with these words that we read in Judges chapter 21 verse 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. This whole episode of the vile abuse of the Levite priest's concubine by the wicked men of Gibeah from Benjamin and the resulting war between the tribe of Benjamin and the other 11 tribes of Israel took place as a result of one major factor, the lack of any leadership in Israel. We read in Judges chapter 19 verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel. There was anarchy and the prevailing disorder in Israel as there was no one to implement God's rules and set boundaries for Israelites. This further set to a disappearance of spiritual values that was inherent in a godly society." We read in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 like this, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety." There is a true value of having spiritual disciplines in our lives. In order to implement spiritual disciplines in the life of believers, God has appointed spiritual leadership in the church and given them set responsibilities. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, and with all long suffering and teaching." Every believer is required to submit under the spiritual leadership and God's word. As we read in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17, "Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." Let us strictly follow Apostle Paul's example in our daily living that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified."